welcome. This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're still talking about Jerusalem. Now, you're going to want to listen this week because we're going to get over into heavenly Jerusalem. Right now, we're still talking about Jerusalem. Why is it so important to God? Why is it the touchstone of all the last day events? In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3, God says, "And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone. For all people, all that burden themselves with it, shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." God says Jerusalem's going to be the judgment point. It's the touchstone. And if you bother yourself with coming up with a solution about Jerusalem, how to divide it, how to do this and that, and it does not match what God says in His Word, in fact, if it goes over into what is an antichrist idea about it, then you will be cut to pieces. He says that to the nations. So we don't want that to happen to America. Why is Jerusalem so important to God? Why is it the apple of God's eye? We've been talking about this for several weeks now, and we have a tape series that you can find out at the end, HaMakom, HaMakom, $10 on CD, and $10 for two 90-minute cassettes. Take it either way you want. It's a special radio offer. And it will tell you everything we've been saying with every scripture from the Old Testament, not every, but almost all of them, tracing the importance of Jerusalem's past, its present, and its future, and its connection with heavenly Jerusalem. Right now, we know that the Jews and the Muslims are in a tussle over Jerusalem. But more than that, God and Satan are in a tussle over Jerusalem, and God definitely wins. Now, Jews and Jerusalem. For the Jews, Jerusalem is the one holy city in the world, the city which God has chosen to rest His name in. Now, we saw that in Deuteronomy 12:5. That's where we get the name HaMakom. HaMakom means the place. And in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5, it says, "You can only worship the Lord and bring your offerings and tithes into HaMakom, the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put His name there. Even unto His habitation shall you seek, and thither shall you come." We looked at HaMakom. We saw that word, the place, in Deuteronomy chapter 12. We saw it earlier in with Abraham, Genesis 22, Jacob, Genesis 28, Moses, Exodus 15, 17, David, Psalm 132, 1 through 5, Solomon, 1 Chronicles 7. We looked at all of them, which called this place HaMakom. HaMakom always refers to the temple, the place in the city, Jerusalem. HaMakom is also one of the Jewish names for God. HaMakom, the place, is God Himself. That's why Jerusalem, chosen as by God as the place to rest His name, is so important to the Jews. I'm going to read you a statement now by Abraham E. Milgram, M-I-L-L-G-R-A-M, from his book, A Short History of Jerusalem. Quote, "Jerusalem encompassed the Jews' religious sentiments, his national identity, his mystic yearnings, his historic memories, his hopeful aspirations, and more. The ordinary Jew, who has not been affected by the forces of assimilation, continually experiences this mystic attachment to the holy city. He does not try to explain it, just as a mother experiences her loving attachment to her children without attempting to analyze it, let alone describe it. The powerful attachment of the Jew to Jerusalem is as baffling to the non-Jew as is the Jew's survival. It is an eternal riddle." A clue to it can be given to us in Psalm 137. Now, of course, we know that HaMakom, we've studied this already in our studies, it became the place of the temple in Jerusalem. when the Jews did not prove worthy to stay in Hamakom, the land, the holy land, they were spewed out, really, they were scattered all over the world. And as they were scattered all over the world, first in the Babylonian captivity, the first temple, in 546 around there BC, they were carried off into the Babylonian captivity, and the Babylonians burned the first temple. They came back under Ezra and Nehemiah, and they rebuilt the temple, the second temple. The Romans destroyed that temple in 70 AD, and the Jews were scattered again all over the world. Now we're living in the time when the end gathering is going on. But during all the diaspora, here is the song of the Jews. It's Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Every single day the Jews pray, when they're in diaspora, every single day. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Have you ever seen a Jewish wedding? And at the end, the groom takes a cup and stamps it under his feet. Well, that's because they're in a time of great joy at a wedding. But their joy cannot be complete as long as the temple is not rebuilt in Jerusalem. And so they smash that cup to show that their joy is not fully complete. In a house, in a newlywed's house, they will leave a little corner of it unfinished, unpainted, undone, to show that their joy in their new home cannot be fully complete because they do not have the temple in Jerusalem. A Jewish heart is always in Jerusalem. Ariel Sharon, and I knew Ariel Sharon, and I don't like what he did when he pushed the Jews out of Gaza, but he signed his pictures. He would give away these photos, you know, 8x10s of himself, and he signed it, Ariel Sharon, Jerusalem. And once he signed that picture while he was in his office in Tel Aviv, and someone said, this is not Jerusalem, and Ariel Sharon said simply, I am always in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. That's in the heart of every Jew. I am always in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Jerusalem of gold. Now, I am reading to you again from the book. This is from the book of A Short History of Jerusalem. Quote, Jerusalem's tribulations will come to an end after a war in which God will destroy the nations who war on Jerusalem. The city will again become the capital of the kingdom, and the exiled Jews will be gathered into the city. Now this is a quote from Joel 4, 16, 17, and 20. And the Lord shall roar from Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be a refuge unto his people, and a stronghold to the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. Judah shall be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. Folks, that's Joel telling us that Jerusalem, during the millennial age, will be the capital of the earth, and that people will live in that city forever, as it is God's holy mountain, the place for the millennial temple. Quote, I'm reading again from the book. In the prophetic utterances and in the Psalms, Jerusalem is frequently spoken of as Mother Zion or Zion, and the Jewish people are referred to it as Zion's children, Zion's children. These poetic expressions reflect the tender relationship between the Jewish people and their holy city. Mother Zion always represented a geographic entity, and the daughter of Jerusalem was always the people of Israel. You can see, if you read in Zechariah, how during the millennial age, the people will come up to Jerusalem. Now, I'm not talking about you and me. You and me, if you've been born again, you will be translated into the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will have a glorious body like unto his glorious body. But there will be people on the earth living in bodies like unto probably Adam's. They will be the sheep nations. They will be the Jews who are here when the Messiah comes. And it shall come to pass. Read the 12th chapter and 14th chapter of Zechariah. It's very plain there about the future of Jerusalem on earth. Now, you be sure to tune back in tomorrow, because we're going to start talking about the heavenly Jerusalem. You can get from us this week all the teaching about earthly Jerusalem, past, present, and future, and about heavenly Jerusalem on a teaching series that we did in one of our eschatology schools. It's called HaMakom, The Place. It's $10 for either two cassettes or for a CD, CDs. I think it's two CDs as well. That's $10, special price for you, radio listening audience. Just write Billy Brim Ministries, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you can enclose an offering, oh, that would be so wonderful for our radio ministry. We are even thinking about right now which stations that we do stay on. So please include an offering if you can when you order. Now, that's going to be $10 plus shipping. Shipping costs have gone up just like our stamp prices went up with the U.S. Postal Service. So the shipping costs have gone up. That's $10 plus shipping. You can also order it 1-800-972-3447. I'd really like for you to enroll with us for our eschatology school coming up August 14 through 17 here in Branson. I'll be teaching every day, all the morning, take a noon break, all the afternoon. Evenings are free. You can go to a good show here in Branson. There's some wonderful ones here. But we really need to get together. The summer is hot. We talked on our broadcast Monday about what is happening in the Gaza Strip, what is happening in the Middle East. We're going to look at all of it in the light of Bible prophecy in detail, especially through the prophets. We'll use as our number one book, the book of Ezekiel, but we'll look at the other books as well. We'll look at what is happening. And we want you to go online or phone us, because you need to register for this. Registration is required. We will take the first, I think it's 200 students. After that, we will cut it off. 1-800-972-3447. You can ask questions. We'll have some good close time together. Thank you. Trusting that I'll see you in Branson. And until then, this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.